Let's talk a little bit about things going on with Three Rivers Public Health. Tara is the executive director of Three Rivers Public Health here in Fremont, which serves Washington, Dodge, and Saunders County. That's got to be crazy,
to
serve the three counties.
You know, it is such an honor and a privilege to be able to do that. But, you know, we have our main office here in Fremont. We have a satellite office in Wahoo. But I am just absolutely thrilled to report that we are in the process of opening a satellite office in Blair as well. So this will be the first office the health department has ever had in Washington County.
Oh, wow.
So really, really, really excited. But, you know, you're right. It's hard to be a active participant in the communities if you don't have some sort of office space. You know, we try to get out and about. You know, we have vehicles with our logos on it, you know, that we're going back and forth participating in different activities and events, but we're actually going to have two different suites in Blair. So we are in the Vinton Corner building, suites 204 and 205, which I like to say is on the garden level, which will be really nice because our entrance will be on the west side of the building, so not facing the street. Super excited about that. We actually have a staff member that's working out of that office. We were hoping to try to open April 1st, but they had to do some concrete work on the west side of the building where our entrance is.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, this is not make a lot of sense to open quite yet. So he's working out of there. They're finishing the concrete work. It's been poured, and then now we've got some rain. So it might just delay a little bit more, just a little bit, but very, very exciting.
Is that right downtown somewhere?
Right downtown. So if you guys know where the old Sedillon used to be, right on Main Street, then Cargill was there. It's that building. And so there's a few other tenants in there, but right kind of on the west side of Main Street, of Washington Street, not too far from Anytime Fitness. And then right across is Butch's Deli.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We'll be able to get ice cream, you know, when we need to there. So
that's a good location.
Yeah. Very, very exciting. And, you know, we started looking at space before COVID. We were able to secure the Wahoo location, and we moved in there before COVID had started. Well, then after COVID hit, we didn't have the capacity, to get that done. So to actually be able to say we've done it is really exciting. We have another suite that is not open yet. We need to make some just minor changes to it. And our lease just started February 1st. So,
good. You know, get in there and get going.
Yep. Pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah. This weekend, you do have an event, or is that today, the Eco Fair?
Well, so the Eco Fair is today. So we participate in that. We have staff that go out and do a ton of just outreach with the kids. And when you think of like Eco Fair, I know Katie Schultes, who is our lead disease surveillance coordinator, she did a really cool thing with the kids, and they had a coloring contest on radon here back a few months ago. So really interactive, doing some kind of neat things. And after they go to them, they come and, you know, they'll say, "You're not going to believe what we did." And then I get to hear all the highlights of how it went. So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, the car seat check. So that'll take place today and on Saturday, right, at the Y event?
So our car seat check will be on Saturday.
Oh, it will. Okay.
Yep. 9 to noon in the parking lot there, partnering with the YMCA and then with Sheriff Weitzel and the Dodge County Sheriff's Office. Just one more way to try to keep little people as safe as we can and make sure that they are really, that they're buckled in correctly and the car seats are installed. You know, we've had four kids, and I won't tell you now how long ago it's been to date myself, but you know, you don't realize it's a big deal to make sure that they're in there safely. And there's a lot of times, you know, the intent is great, but they're installed incorrectly. So,
I would totally agree. Yeah. Especially now in my case, it'd be grandkids and buckling them in. So,
We are going to have our first granddaughter in June. So I will be utilizing our health department services too, just to make sure if I have a car seat well, I will have a car seat in our vehicle just to make sure that we have mm-hmm. it installed correctly as well.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. All kinds of events. One that's coming up that I know you want to mention is Bike Rodeo over in Washington County.
Yeah, so we are going to have our first bike rodeo, and we always kick it off in Blair. That's always our first, typically our first bike rodeo of the year. And it is going to be on Saturday, May 4th at the Washington County Bank parking lot. So in the past, what we'd always do is we partnered with the Optimist Club.
Okay.
And, you know, so we've had it different parking lots. We've had it in the police department's parking lot. So it looks like this year it's going to be the Washington County Bank parking lot from 11 to 1. So that's not very far away. So if you have a kiddo, a grandkiddo, somebody that you're babysitting, and it's usually pretty interactive. You can walk through a bike obstacle course. Usually the Y is there, the hospital is there, lots of community partners are there, and it's really focused on family-friendly activities. So
Evel Knievel jumps? No, nothing
maybe,
like that.
Maybe okay. not, maybe okay, not that. Good. In the past, though, we've also had a kind of like bike fix-it station.
Oh,
like,
nice.
Fixing different chains and airing up tires. And yeah. it's a pretty cool event.
Yeah.
So
I know one of the things you wanted to talk about is something that you have available on the website that some people may not know about, or maybe don't understand how to use. It's called Credible Minds.
Yes, so Credible Minds. So this is a new software application that we just launched here in the middle of March, March 19th or March 20th. Well, every 3 years, we do a community health assessment, and one of the things that has came up constantly and continuously is behavioral health or mental health. And so anyway, long story short, we have this Credible Minds app. So you can go on your phone, you can go on the internet, and basically you can go to our website, www.3rphd.org, and click on the Credible Minds tab, and that will take you to it. But it's all about mental health well-being. So there's different, I don't want to say games, but surveys, interactive things. It is such a huge resource that mm-hmm. and it's confidential. We don't know who's using it. We don't know. We get a number of people, but if Tara Ewing clicks on there, it's not going to tell me that it was Tara Ewing.
Right, right.
But just one more thing. As everybody has some sort of stress that they're dealing with, you know, some kind of issue, they're not sure what to do, this is another resource. It doesn't take the place of medical care, you know, anything like that, but it might give you some tips and some techniques on, okay, you're feeling stressed or you're having a lot of anxiety or you're just overwhelmed and you don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
This is really cool. The other thing that you can do is if you're like, okay, I don't want to go to your website, you can go to 3rphd.credibleminds.com, and that will also take you to the resource or to the feature. So
yeah.
I challenge everybody just to go check it out. And I think we've done our job if it's impacted somebody in some kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, if you would please utilize this resource, we're paying for it and it's there to be helpful. I've went on and I've looked at it and I was really, really impressed.
Huh.
Some pretty neat things on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we'll have to take a look at that for sure. Three Rivers Public Health, when most people think of it, they're thinking sickness and those kind of things. So where do we stand on that side of things
sure,
right now?
Sure. So, you know, there's sickness still out there. Lots of lingering upper respiratory pneumonias, bronchitis, some influenzas, COVID obviously too is out there. COVID numbers are decreasing, but just as a good reminder, if you are sick, please stay home. And you know, we're also into kind of the high pollen allergy season.
Oh, sure.
I don't mean stay home, you know, if you've got, you know, just a runny nose, but you know, if you're running that fever, you have something where you're just feeling under the weather and not feeling well, just please don't go out there and spread that to others.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, thank you. Appreciate you stopping in, Tara.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me. It's been a while, and I listen to you guys every morning, and it's my privilege to come and